Thank you very much for the question. So maybe I can try and answer all the questions with some general statements. I don't believe in the notion that you have to go through the third industrial revolution to get to the fourth. I think that doesn't make sense for me. And I think once we start to understand the ability to connect with each other digitally, then we and use that to try and resolve problems, then I think we might be able to change the mindset. So at the moment, we see the fourth industrial revolution in our mindsets as a problem. But I think the question has to be changed around or turned on its head to say, how do we use the fourth industrial revolution to solve the problems? It's a completely different question. So let's just use, I gave an example of education. I'll give an example from Kenya. You guys have developed M-Pesa. So you now bank the unbanked. That's an example of how you have networked people together to bring them into the economy. So I think you have to start adopting that kind of thinking to forget about the first, second, third, fourth industrial revolutions. We need to use the technologies that are available from Amazon and Facebook and all of these guys, understand their business models and resolve our problems. I don't think it's, in my opinion, I don't think we should be waiting for the first world to solve our problems. I think we have the skills, we have the understanding, we have the ability to solve our problems. So we should just do that. And this use the final example of healthcare. Imagine we could network doctors to rural areas with a cell phone. Imagine we could administer drugs and monitor AZT drugs, ARV drugs, sorry, and monitor the usage. And that technology is available, and that could solve lots of our problems. And we shouldn't be waiting for other people to do that. And my closing statement is, if the people that decide policies, and I'm from a private organization, I don't come from government at all, but if the people that are deciding our future policies don't understand why Facebook bought WhatsApp for $19 billion when the turnover was only $100 million, then we've got the wrong people making the policy for the future. Because economies of the future are not going to be linear. It's not going to be a one-way transaction. It's going to be network transactions. Thank you.